Hello and welcome back to the Photo Booth Institute podcast. We are on episode number 3 and today I have something very special for you. I'm going to be talking about the abundance mindset. Many people wonder, can you actually make good money in the photo booth industry? Well, I personally have struggled with this belief system, and so I want to talk about it today with y'all. Let's get started. However, before we do, I wanted to show off my shirt today. It says, I do this for reals. And I bought this shirt a year ago from Sharone Reed, who is the host of and founder of Chit Chat Photo Booth Talk, which is also a podcast. And I highly, highly recommend that you follow her. And she said that if you want to purchase this shirt, to reach out to her personally at Sharone, Sharone, at focusfabulous.com. And you can place an order with her directly. I get tons and tons and tons of comments on this shirt, not just at conferences, but even just out and about. And it allows me to open up about my business. So if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, I like your shirt. And I say, thank you. I own a photo booth business and it works perfectly to help advertise my business. So yeah, just follow Sharone Reed, chitchatphotobooth.com. She'll hook you up. So the way that I have been able to kind of understand, or I'm a very picture person. I am a visual processor. And so for me, it really helps for me to think about my belief system as like a house. And a belief is like the foundation of that house. And then your thoughts are like the brick and mortar or the beams that hold it up. And so when you have a belief system that is the foundation, those thoughts that come from that belief system are what, you know, the subconscious thoughts that play out in our heads. So if we have a belief system that is rooted in negativity, we're going to have negative thoughts. And if we have a foundation of a belief that is positive, then we're going to have positive thoughts about that belief. Our thoughts are in direct correlation with our emotions, and our emotions drive our daily behavior. So let's break this down a little bit further and see how we can apply this mindset to our photo booth businesses. Okay, so normally when you're having a conversation with somebody, say you're networking at an event, and somebody comes up to you and they say, how much does it cost to rent a photo booth? How much does it cost to rent a 360? How much does it cost to rent a mosaic? Or how much does it cost to have just a digital booth at my event? So when somebody asks you, what does this cost? What they're really asking you is, what is the price of your photo booth? What do you price your services at? Now, three things: cost, price, and value. When you look up those things, they're going to be completely different. However, I've done the legwork for you, so sit tight. We're going to go through all three of those right now. Okay, so let's get into it. Cost. When people ask you, what does a photo booth cost? The answer that you're giving them is probably not the answer that you think. Cost is something that is measured in time. That is like, what does it cost me to drive to the grocery store in my vehicle? It costs me X amount of gas. It costs me solid amount of car maintenance to keep the car maintained in order for me to get to the gas station. It costs me, you know, a percentage of my registration. It costs me a percentage of my insurance. It costs me time. Those are the things that cost. That is kind of a heavy negative word, but really it is just, the cost is measured in time and materials. It is the amount of money spent by you, the company, in manufacturing your photo booth services. So what is price? Price is what comes next. So you as the company have the cost. Now you get to, here's the power of abundance. You get to set your prices. You get to price your services. So from that set point of cost comes, how much profit do you want to make? And that right there, I think, is where a lot of us get stuck, because we hear that word, how much does a photo booth cost? When you can reframe it in your brain and say, well, my price is set to this. So going back a little bit, when I talk about cost, there's a big discrepancy in regards to what you're actually, what your photo booth is actually costing you. Just like when I was talking about going to the grocery store and taking in all of the considerations of my insurance, registration, maintenance, gas, etc. It is really important to know exactly what your costs are so that you can price your photo booth services effectively so that you can make a profit. All right. So now that leaves us down to the last thing, value. What is value? Who determines what your value is? Do you determine your own value? Does your price determine your value? Or, dun, 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 does the buyer determine your value? Unfortunately, it's the buyer. So if I wanted to sell you these glasses, who do you think determines the value of these? The seller who prices them or the buyer who buys them? So it's really a tricky question because if you price your photo booth at a very low price, but you're working 1,000 events. So say your price is $500 and you are getting booked nonstop. You're getting events and the dopamine in your head is going, wow, I am successful. I am doing so many events. I'm working so much. That must mean my value is really good. What I'm offering is really good. Therefore, that is the best indication to raise your prices. However, after you've been in the industry for X amount of time and you build a relationship with people who only want to do business with you because you're their person, you're their photo booth guy, you're their photo booth gal, like you know your stuff and they know that every time you set up, you're going to deliver. That is when value increases. There are a lot of reasons just within the photo booth industry that once you educate yourself in the marketing and event industry, you can really raise your value. Once you can explain your value to your customer and they can understand it, they will pay the price that you want them to pay. At the same time, acquiring value that others do not provide is a great way to make a lot of money. So just like the mindset of abundance, expressing the value to your customer and getting them on board with that allows you to create a symbiotic relationship with your client to decide where your pricing eventually ends up. So if you want to raise your prices, all you need to do is add value and communicate that value to your customers. It's as simple as that. I know it's harder. But in order for us to fully embrace the idea of being able to make X amount of money or, you know, endless amount of possibilities, we have to believe that we can make that much money. We need to be able to break down our costs so that we know at least have a base point for where we're breaking even. And from there, that's when we get to add profit. Like we get to choose. We have the power to choose. Do we want 20% profit? Do we want 50% profit? Or do we want to make 100% profit? The value is there. So here's what it boils down to, guys, is you set the price and then the buyer gets to decide whether that price is valuable to them or not. So I'm going to give you an example. Say somebody calls you for, or, you know, hits you up on your website for a conference. Now, many of you might just be starting out and you have this very basic photo booth business model where you only have one experience. And that experience is either a selfie booth where you drop it off and you leave it, or it is a DSLR booth where you have settings with flash, etc. And you set the price for that, right? Way before you've even decided that somebody's going to reach out to you for a lead for their specific problem. Remember that, because you're in the service business and the way that you serve people is to solve people's problems. That's where your value comes in. So Joe Schmo or Nancy Dancy calls you or gives you a hit on your website and says, I need a photo booth for a conference. Now you hit her back with a lead and it's just X amount of money for a drop-off booth. And so she gets to decide whether she thinks that your price is worth it to her. So how can we add value into those types of services? I'm going to give you an example here. I did a post on this the other day on my Instagram, but this is courtesy of Jeff Libby with My High Entertainment. He invited me and a group of other photo boothers to his photo booth showcase out in Denver. And I just think that this is the coolest thing ever. It is a lanyard. He did a DSLR photo booth. I don't even know if it was DSLR now that I think about it. I think it was just an iPad booth. I don't want to say just an iPad booth because iPad booths are awesome. We're going to have I'm going to have Mike Bender on here with from Moby Booth in a couple of weeks. And I am so excited because I have so many questions for him. He has one of the coolest booths I've ever seen. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, squirrel moment. This is a lanyard and you can press a button on the back here and it will let the, let me see if I can get it in focus here. No. There we go. So it lights up and there's a different ones, but this is what I love right here. It stays just like that. We did an AI booth and then they printed it out and we walked around with these. You know, it was a dark night because it wasn't dark. There was amazing lighting, but it was dark in the sense that it was an event at night and it was in a venue and we were walking around with these VIP badges and it was so dope. This adds value. I mean, who's going to, you price this at a good price and people are going to pay for that for a conference. You know, you can pitch it as an icebreaker. People are going to grab those and they're going to want to look at it and be like, oh my God, your AI character is so cool. Or look at mine. Mine's this, that, and the other, whatever. You can put a QR code on there so people can scan it and get each other's email addresses and contact information. The possibilities are endless. I say this because, again, you have to take into consideration what your cost is. Then you want to make a profit. I don't know who starts a business thinking, I just want to break even. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are definitely hobbyists out there. There's people who don't look at their finances. But what I'm trying to say is if you're trying to be serious in this business, you really need to break things down at this level and really build up. I believe in you. I want to see this industry succeed and I want to see it, you know, make millionaires. And I want to see some trust fund babies coming out of these photo booth businesses. You know what I mean? And I really do believe that there is a lot of profitability in this business and the certain business models. And that's why I'm trying to do this. I want to educate you and I want you to experience the aha moments that I've experienced just within the last year. So stick with me. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast and stay tuned because I'd love for you to join my community. I know I'm just starting out, but I have a fire on me and I am writing ebooks. I am going to be throwing out more templates and stuff into our community. So please consider joining. I did release an ebook last week on Amazon titled The Psychology of the Photo Booth Business. Well, actually, it's just The Psychology of the Photo Booth. And it's all about play. And I would love for you to support by purchasing a copy. If you can't afford the $9.99, please reach out to me. I will absolutely email you a copy of the PDF for free. And all I ask in return is for a review. And I hope that together we can educate the world on the photo booth. There is so much, so much to explore and serve the world with and make a lot of money and have a lot of fun doing it. This isn't supposed to be a hard business. This is a fun business to be in, a really cool industry with a lot of cool people. And I'm so excited to introduce some of them to you in the near future. So with that said, I thank you so much for if you've made it this far. Oh my gosh, I'm so honored. but stay tuned. I've got a lot of really cool ideas popping been up, and I'm so excited. I hope that you guys have an amazing weekend of events ahead. Leave a comment wherever you're viewing this and let me know what events you're doing this weekend. It's one of the busiest event weekends of the year. It's also the end of tax season. Have you done your taxes? Let me know. All right, guys. Peace.